Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
South Cambridgeshire District Council has called on government not to tie up an opportunity to deliver hundreds of new council houses in red tape. The Prime Minister set out measures to boost house building by councils in her closing speech to the Conservative Party conference yesterday. The proposed scrapping of the borrowing cap could mean hundreds of new homes can be delivered faster.
Councillor Hazel Smith is South Cambridgeshire District Council's lead cabinet member for housing. She's on the line now. Good morning, Hazel.
Hello, Julian.
Hello. What's your big worry here? That what's the thing that could go wrong?
Well, this is only going to come in 2022, so it does give them a lot of time to think about it and how they're going to let us do this. What we're asking is that they don't tie our hands, because at the moment, any money that we put into council house building has to be very carefully balanced. And, we're only allowed to use a certain amount of this pot and a certain amount of that pot. There's a lot of red tape around it. We're just asking, leave us to decide how to borrow this money and how to spend it on council houses, because we know what we want to do.
There were a few ifs in the Prime Minister's speech yesterday afternoon, not to mention the ifs around her dance moves, but specifically when it comes to Brexit, it seemed to be a lot of, when we do Brexit, this will happen. But given that there's, and I don't want to particularly get into Brexit itself, but there's clearly uncertainty around it. Nobody knows what's going to happen in goodness knows how many things. Is one of your fears that somebody in government might say, well, because this happened in Brexit, we can no longer let you take money from here. You'll have to find it from another source, potentially putting the building of new homes at risk.
Well, of course, a lot can happen in 3 years, can't it? This is not an instant thing. We've got to plan for this, and we could even have a different complexion of government by then, to be honest. We really don't know. And I think, a lot could change between now and March. We really don't know what will happen after Brexit. But what we do know is that in South Cambs, we really do need to be building a lot of houses. We have over 2,000 people on our waiting list, and we need to be getting on and building houses so that we can start making inroads into that.
And I looked at the numbers on this. Obviously, you're a Liberal Democrat. Liberal Democrats are now in control of South Cambs District Council. And
yep.
Some people might say, surprisingly, for the Conservative-controlled council that it was previously, they've built 100 homes. You've got 200 more homes planned, which I guess were kind of in the pipeline, but you won't be objecting to them, I'm sure. But given the size of the waiting list, you still kind of feel it's, is that really enough?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, well, we share this waiting list between council homes and housing association homes. So, the ones that we can afford to build are not the end of the story. And with so much building going on, I mean, you see the cranes over the Cambridge skyline, but we've got building going on in a lot of our villages as well, all around South Cambs. And if those are on sites at the edge of the village that the village asked for, then they will be 100% affordable homes, either housing association or possibly council homes if we've got the money to do it. On the other sites, we are generally getting 40% of them delivered as affordable homes. So those will be, again, a mixture of perhaps housing association homes, now increasingly perhaps council homes, which of course are cheaper for people to live in.
Hazel, you've got 200 new council homes planned. Is it just a matter of building them faster, or does this also give you the possibility to build more?
It will give us the possibility to build more. Yes, that's just what we've identified that we could work on at the moment. And obviously with this announcement, which was only, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
We need to gear up. We've got 3 years to think about it, and we will be asking villages if they would like more development. Some of the smaller villages would like to have some homes for younger people, because a lot of our villages are becoming older and older, and there's nowhere for people's children and grandchildren to live. So we're asking village parishes if they would like to have a bit of development on the edge. You know, if landowners want to come forward with some land on the edge of the village that they'd like to develop, that's part of our scheme.
And, of course, normal planning procedures will still apply. You're not going to be able to run roughshod over people's wishes.
But, that's right.
And the local plan, which I think has been finalised only really in the last few weeks or so, has gotten approval from government. So, in theory, things are finally coming into place here.
Yes, we should have planned development rather than, you know, developers coming forward and getting whatever they want. So, yes, we've got a lot of development going on at North Stow, but you know, we have also got plans for development on the edge of some of the villages which are in that plan. Though you know, some of that, of course, has already happened.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning about that, Hazel. I'm sure we'll be in touch again, no doubt, as this as we all know that there is, as you mentioned there, certainly a need for housing in Cambridge itself and also across South Cambridgeshire as well. But thank you very much for now. That's Council Hazel Smith. She is South Cambridgeshire District Council's lead cabinet member for housing.